章。新约的路加福音十五章的故事。
We will do just a brief review.
我们会做一个简短的回顾。
Jesus is speaking to an audience, and that audience is divided into two types of people to come to hear.
耶稣是在对一群的听众讲道，这群听众呢会分成两群人。
One group has come to hear what the Lord has to say, and the other group has come to criticize and complain about what the Lord.
一群呢是来听耶稣在讲什么，一群是来挑战、质疑耶稣在讲的。
One group is made up of people who acknowledge that they are sinners.
一群呢，就前面那群是他们认为知道自己是罪人的。
The other group is made up of people who think they are righteous.
那另外一群人呢，是自己认为他们是义人的这么一群人。
The group that think that they are righteous.They accuse Jesus of being a friend of sinners and eating with them.
那群自以为义的那一群人呢，他们就指责耶稣去和罪人一同吃饭。
Now, the accusation is really true.
啊，这样的指责呢，在事实上呢，的确是的。
Jesus wants to be your friend.
因为耶稣真的想成为我们的朋友。
And he symbolically, he wants to eat supper with you. That is, he wants to fellowship and get to know you.
形式上他的确是想跟你一同吃饭，就意味着呢，他想跟你有爱的团契，有朋友的关系。
Now,
oh, we forgot about our song. Wow, we gotta sing. We must sing.I was just about to say Jesus was the only way, and it reminded me of the song.
我忘了唱这首圣歌，我这样唱。我正准备讲耶稣是道路的时候呢，我就想起来我要唱这首。
Nicole is going to lead us in our song.
我们一起来唱这首。
Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ is the Lord.
I did this last year. I can't remember, so it'll be a review for some.
我要做一张图啊，在这个黑板上。我去年大概写过了，但我们还是再回顾一下。
This only illustrates that God lives in heaven and man lives on earth.
这个只是代表呢，神住在天上，那人住在地上。
Man has always tried to find God or to be with God.
人总是很努力地想去寻求神，与神在一起。
So these arrows represent man trying to reach God.
那这些箭头代表了人对神尝试跟神在一起的这种努力。
But the Bible says that all men are sinners.
但圣经说呢，所有人都是有罪的，都是罪人。
And that sin separates us from God.
但是罪呢，就使人与神分开了。
So, these arrows, we could say that it's man's religion.
所以呢，这些箭头我们就可以说，这就是人的宗教。
And the Bible says that all men fall short of the glory of God.
圣经说呢，人的总人全部的人呢，都亏缺了神的荣耀。
So nobody can get to heaven because their sin keeps them away from God.
没有人自己能到天堂去，因为他们的罪使人和神分离。
Okay. So, Romans
3:23.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Now, all means everybody and you.
所有的就意味着是每一个人，像我，像你。
So let's see if we can illustrate what it means to fall short of the glory of God.
我们看看能不能把这个讲得更形象一些，是什么叫做我们是有罪的。
Let's suppose that you and I lived on an island off of the coast of Victoria.
那我们假设呢，我们住在一个岛上，是在维多利亚边上的一个岛上。
Victoria, B.C. right here on Vancouver.
温哥华边上的维多利亚岛。
Okay. Let's suppose that we live on an island, and the island is 4 miles away from Victoria.
那我们假设我们住在一个海岛，这个海岛呢，离维多利亚呢有四
英里。And there's water in between.
在当中呢是有水的。
Okay. But we're going to have a contest. We're going to see if anyone can jump from the island to Victoria.
那我们要有一个比赛，看谁能从那个四英里外的岛上跳。
It's only 4 miles.
跳到那个维多利亚去啊！这你想，只有四英里啊。
So we have five candidates, and they're going to compete to see if anybody can jump to the island.
那我们有五个候选人，他们就在说，那我们要看谁能跳过去。
These five competitors are all Olympic champions.
这五个人呢，都是奥运会的冠军。
They have trained all of their life for this.
他们是在一生当中因为此而受训。
They are long distance jumpers.
他们是特别好的长距离的跳跃的能手。
Okay. And it's 4 miles from the island to the Victoria.
然后从岛到维多利亚呢有四英里宽。
Okay, so the first guy tries.
第一个人他试了。
And he backs up.
往后退，他往后退。
And he starts.
然后他开始跑，他开始跑。
And he jumps.
然后他跳了。
He went about 22 feet.
他跳了大概22英尺。
He fell a little bit short.
Still
a little bit. It's only 4 miles, and he went about 22 feet.
他跳了22英尺，但那个有四英里宽哈。
But he didn't make it.
他没有做到。
So the next guy, he warms up and he exercises, and then he goes. And away he goes. He went 23 feet.
第二个人跳
了。He beat the other guy.
他跳了23英尺，他比第一个人跳得远了。
But he fell short.
但他还是没有跳过那个。
All five competitors all fall short.
那五个呢都没有达到这个标准，他都跳不过去。
All men are sinners. Some are better than others.
所有人都是罪人，只是。
But all fall short.
对，五十步笑百步了。
They can't get to heaven by themselves.
他们不能够到天上，因着自己的努力。
But there's another part of the story.
那故事呢，也还有另外一半。
This part of the story is that God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to be a sacrifice and a payment for man's sins.
这另外一半就是神差他的圣子耶稣基督呢，成为罪的赎价，罪的救赎。罗马书的六章三节。
In Romans 6:23, it says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord."
因为罪的工价乃是死，就是罪的代价是一定是结局一定是死。唯有神的恩赐，在我们的主耶稣基督里，乃是永生。
In John 14 and verse 6, this is where this song comes from. This song comes right out of the Bible. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去父就是上帝
Now let's remember something when man is sinful God cannot allow man to come into his presence because there's no sin in God's presence
我们记得这样的事实因为人是罪人的神是不能允许人到神那里去因为神是全然圣洁的
But remember in our storyThe righteous people were accusing Jesus and they said, this man receives sinners.
That's right.
Verse
2.
Okay. So think about it this way. God cannot receive sinners, but Jesus can.
神不能接纳罪人，但是耶稣可以啊。
So, here we have man coming to the Lord Jesus.
这里呢，我们人来到耶稣那里。
Now, man is sinful and separated from God, but Jesus said, "If you come to me, I can forgive you of your sins." And show you the way to heaven.
人是有罪的，他不能来到神面前。但是神说呢，你如果借着耶稣基督，我就可以赦免你的罪。
Remember, the Bible says Christ died for our sin.
记得圣经说，耶稣死是为我们的罪死的。
He's on the cross for you and for me.
他在十字架上是为了你，为了我。
He is paying the penalty of sin.
他也付上了罪的代价。
What is the penalty of sin?
罪的代价是什么呢？
Death.
死啊。
That's right. Death is the penalty of sin. The wages of sin is death. And now Jesus dies in your place.
然后耶稣是在你的位置上，在你的位分上死了。
We are the ones who are wrong. We are the sinners, but Christ died for sinners.
我们是那个犯罪的，但是，基督为罪人死了。
Now Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. If anyone comes to me, he can be saved."
耶稣说，我是道路、真理和生命。
His sins can be forgiven.
他的罪就得赦，他就得重生。
And I am the only way to the Father.
他是那唯一的道路，通到父那里去。
Now watch something.
你可以看一下。
I can't get to heaven here, but if I go to Jesus, Jesus can take me to the Father.
我不能自己到他那里，到父那里去。但是如果我到基督那里去呢？基督可以带着我到父那里去。
Religion cannot take you. To the Father.
宗教不能把人带到神的。
Only Jesus can do that.
只有耶稣可以。
So it does not matter what church you belong to. Your church cannot take you to heaven.
所以不是不管我们是在哪一个教会，我们的教会是不能把我，一个教堂是不能把我们带到神那里去。
I really like this group of Christians called 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, but this church, this building, this building cannot take you to heaven.
我非常喜欢这个教会，但是这样的一个建筑是不能把我们带到天堂去。
Harold Summers cannot take you to heaven.
然后 Harold 长老也不能把你带到天堂。
And Joe Reese cannot take you to heaven.
Joe Reese 呢也不能把你带到天堂。
And no one here can take you to heaven. No one here.
这里没有人能带着你去天堂。
But we can all tell you who can take you to heaven.
但是我们都能告诉你谁能把你带到天堂。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字叫耶稣。
Because Jesus receives sinners.
因为他接受罪人。
Now,in our text, some of the people acknowledged that they are sinners, and some did not.
在我们的这个故事里呢，有的人知道他是罪人，有的人他不认为自己是罪人。
In order for this man to want to accept Jesus, he must admit that he is a sinner.
作为这个人，他需要来到耶稣面前呢，他总是要先承认自己是个罪人。
And that his sin keeps him out of heaven.
因为他的罪呢，使他和神远离。
So when a sinner repents, remember that?
所以当一个罪人悔改的时候，记得这个词吗？悔改。
From last week, didn't we talk about that last week?
Yes.
Repent.Turning to God,
就是转向神，这就是悔改。
Okay, acknowledging that I am the sinner and that Jesus is the Savior.
啊，我们承认我是罪人，耶稣是救赎主。
Okay, and believe,
然后相信，信靠他。
Believe that Jesus died for you.
相信耶稣为你死了。
Receive.
接受。相信和接受。
I before E, except after C.
That ain't no right.
No.
Is that right?
Receive. Receive. Believe. Trust the Lord Jesus.
相信接受信靠耶稣
Okay. Now Jesus is telling a story about this about people who are righteous and they won't turn to the Lord and people who are sinners and they do turn to the Lord this is what the story is all about
耶稣就讲到这么两群人一群人自以为义呢他认为他们不需要到神那里去有一群人呢他知道自己是罪人他们转向了耶稣反而到神那里去这就是这个故事的上下文的背景
Okay, so remember the story that Jesus tells is called a parable Remember that?
记得耶稣讲的这个故事他说是一个比喻
okay. Now, a parable who can tell me what a parable is?
谁能告诉我
Just a story, but what kind of a story?
比喻是什么？什么样的故事？
It's an earthly story with a spiritual meaning.
它是一个属地的故事呢，有属天的道理哈，属灵的道理藏在里面，这就叫做比喻。
Okay. So Jesus now is about to tell the parable, and in the parable he's got four stories.
那耶稣在讲一个比喻呢，这个里面有四个小故事。
And in this story, the word lost.
在这个故事里呢
，That's our theme.
是主题，就是这个丢失啊、失丧的这个主题。
So Jesus is saying, a shepherd had 100 sheep, and one was lost.
耶稣第一个故事说有一个牧羊人有一百只羊丢了一只。
A woman had 10 pieces of money, 10 coins, and one was lost.
一个妇人呢，她有十块钱丢了一块。
Okay. a man had two sons and one was lost.
一个人呢，一个父亲，他有两个儿子，丢了一个。
And then the last story is the older brother who stayed at home. We find out he is lost.
最后一个呢是没有丢的，在家里等跟父亲在一起的那个大长子呢，其实他也丢了。
We'll get there in our story, but you'll just have to wait. But we'll get there.
对，我们会讲到那个部分。
So first of all, we have a lost sheep, one out of 100.
第一呢，有一个丢失的羊，一百个里面丢一个。
Then we got a lost coin, one out of 10.
十块钱呢，十个里面丢了一个。
Then we have a lost son, one out of 2.
丢失的儿子呢，两个里面丢了一个。
And then the older brother at home, find out when he's lost, one out of 1.
长子呢，在家的长子已经发现了，一个里面一个就丢了。
Which means everybody is lost.
这就意味着呢，其实每一个人都丢了。
Everybody is lost.We all sin and we're all lost. We're lost from God. We're lost from heaven. And the stories tell us how that we can get back to heaven.
所以我们都是失丧的，我们是从神从天堂那里失丧的。所以故事告诉我们，我们怎么样才能回去。
The first story is about a shepherd and some sheep.
那第一个故事是牧羊人和一些羊。
Okay. Now, the sheep.Sheep seem to be distracted, especially when they're grazing, when they're eating grass. They're easily distracted.
那羊是很容易走迷失呢，就是当它吃东西的时候，低头吃东西，吃着吃着就走迷了。
What I mean by that is they're so intent on eating this grass that they don't know where they're going. They're just eating grass.
他们是很专心的在吃草，他也不知道到哪去了，他吃着吃着就走迷了，啊，吃着吃着他就走了。那边还有一些草，还有一些草。
And after a couple of hours,
然后几个小时以后
the sheep looks around and he goes, "Where did everybody go?"
然后他一抬头发现，哎，怎么其他人到哪去了？
对。So the story of the sheep.Represents you and I as sinners, and we wander away from the good shepherd. We wander away.
那这个羊的故事就代表了我们是，走着走着就远离了那个好的牧人。
The Bible actually says that all we like sheep have gone astray, every one to his own way.
圣经说呢，我们都如羊走迷，每个人都走丢了。
Okay. So. The good part of that story was the shepherd went and found him.
那这个故事很美好的部分呢，是那个牧羊人回去找到这只羊。
How many sheep were left behind when the shepherd went for the one? How many were left behind?
多少只在后面留下来当牧羊人去找那只丢失的羊？
99. Yeah, 99. The 99.In the story, represented the ones that did not need to repent. The one sheep that was lost represented the sinner who needs repentance.
那九十九个呢，代表那些自以为意、认为自己不需要悔改的。那一个呢，是知道自己走迷了，愿意悔改。
So there were 99 sheep that were left.But they're not looking for the shepherd.
他们不是九十九个，他不是去寻找。
Because they don't believe they need the shepherd. They don't believe that.
因为他们不相信自己需要那个牧羊人。
Okay. Okay. So the sheep represents a sinner who is just wandering away. He doesn't know where he's going, but he's going further and further away from God.
这个羊就代表那个走迷的人，他也不知道自己走到哪了，但最后就走着走着就走远了。
对。
So that was the first story about the sheep. Then the second story is about a coin.
第二个故事是讲钱。
So the second story is about a woman, and she had 10 pieces of money.
有个妇人呢, 她有10块钱。
This is found in verse 8 through 8 and 9. She lost one of her pieces of money.
她丢失了她一块钱。
And she was quite excited about that. She did not want to lose even one of her coins because those coins were very special to her.
她这些钱呢对她很特别，所以她一块都不想丢失。
In the culture in which this lady lived, it is very possible that when she got married, she was given a necklace that had 10 coins on it as a wedding gift.
那在这个妇人的文化的这个背景里呢，当她结婚的时候，她完全可能得着一串的项链，上面挂了有十个铜钱，十个钱。
And one day, for some reason, she doesn't know why, she looks at this necklace and she says, "Oh, one of the coins is gone."
完全有可能某一天她一看，哎，这个好像少了一个，断了。
So the Bible says she looked everywhere. She swept the house, she looked under the rug, behind the furniture, she looked everywhere.
所以圣经说呢，她四处找，在房子里四处找。嗯哼。点上灯。
Finally, she found the missing coin.
最后呢，她找到了那个丢失的钱。
And she called her friends.
她就把她的朋友叫过来。
Yeah. I think she probably called her friends and said, "My coin is missing too." Maybe. And then when she found it, she called him. She said, "Oh, I found it! I found it! Come and rejoice with me."
就告诉他朋友了。等他找到的时候，他就通知他朋友啊，终于找到了。
Now, in the story of something that is lost, the sheep was lost. And the sheep knew he was lost because when the sheep looks around and can't find anybody, they start crying. I don't know how sheep cry, but they, I'm lost.
然后呢，在我们这两个故事的比较里面呢，在羊丢的时候呢，这个羊是知道自己走丢了，所以当他一抬头发现牧羊人不见的时候，他一定会叫，我不知道他会怎么样哭，但可能叫叭叭叭，他肯定开始叫了。叭叭，Do
that again. But the coin, it didn't even know it was lost.
但钱呢，甚至都不知道自己丢了。The
coin is not alive.
Okay.
So the coin gets lost. It's over there somewhere. It does not know it is lost.
它甚至不知道自己是丢失的。
So the sheep represents a sinner who knows they're lost, but they don't know the way home.
那这样的丢失的羊代表一个丢失的罪人呢，他知道自己走丢了，但他不知道怎么回家。
But the coin, it represents a sinner who doesn't even know he's lost.
那这个钱呢，是代表一个罪人，他甚至都不知道自己走丢了。
In this story, maybe you've met people like this. You say to them, you need the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, and they go, "For what?"
你说呢，你需要耶稣基督成为你的救主。 他就跟你说，你说什么？
You say, "Well, you're lost, and you need to be found."
你跟他说呢，你走丢了，你要回家。
And they say, "I'm not lost. I'm right here."
他会说，那我没有走丢啊，我现在就在这儿吗？
See, we're not talking about being physically lost. We're talking about being spiritually lost.
所以我们不是在讲物理上、身体上我们走丢了，我们是在讲属灵上我们迷失了。
So in the story of the sheep and in the story of the coin, something really wonderful happens.
所以在羊和钱的故事里面呢，很美好的事情都发生了。They
are both
被找回来了。One
by the shepherd, the other by the woman.
一个是被牧羊人，第二个是被妇人。
And in the story, it says
not only is there rejoicing over a sheep or over a coin, but there is rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repents.
所以这两个故事都提到，它不但是一个牧羊人和妇人感到高兴，而是一个失丧的灵魂得到救赎，天上也为此感到高兴。
Now, when you and I as Christians try to share the Lord Jesus Christ with family or friends, sometimes they fall into the category of the sheep, and sometimes they fall into the category of the coin.
当我们作为基督徒呢，我们有的时候会把福音传给朋友或者家人呢，他们有的时候会是像这个丢失的羊的这个状态，有的时候是会像丢失的钱的这个状态。
Whether you can identify with the sheep or with the coin, both categories have to repent.
那不管是在羊的这个部分还是钱的这个部分，他们每一个人都需要走悔改的路。
Both have to acknowledge that they are sinners and have to trust Christ as their Savior.
那两种情况都需要承认他们是个罪人，接受耶稣基督成为他的救主。
I want you to think in your heart and in your mind, was there ever a time in your life that you accepted Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior?
我想大家自己心里想想，在你的生命中有没有这样的一个时刻，你接受耶稣成为你个人的救主。
Because if there is a time when you did that, I can tell you what happened in heaven that day.
那如果真的有这样的一个时刻呢，我可以告诉你在那个时候天上发生了什么。
The Bible says there was joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repents.
天上有极大的喜乐，因为一个罪人的得救。
And also, there was joy in your own heart the day that you accepted Jesus as your Savior.
也同样在你的心里呢，在那接受基督的那一天呢，也有极大的喜乐。
So, with two stories left in our parable.
那我们在比喻里还有剩两个故事。
So far, the sheep and the coin represent people who are sinners who need to repent.
那至今的那个羊和钱呢，是代表着罪人他需要悔改。
One wandered away, and the other didn't even know they were lost.
一个呢是走丢了，他知道；另外一个甚至不知道。
But in our story next week is about the younger son, two sons. The younger son, he didn't wander away, and he knew what he was doing was wrong, but he did something different.
那我们下一周要接触的后两个故事呢，你会发现那个年轻的儿子，那个浪子呢，他是知道自己要做什么的，他是自己选择的，但是呢，他后面还有一个不同的结局。
So I want you to think about that until we have our Bible lesson next Tuesday. The younger son was not like the sheep, and he was not like the coin. But the question is, what was he like?
那我们知道呢，这个浪子呢，他既不是像那个羊的那个情况，也不是像那个钱的情况。你可以大家想一想啊，他像一个什么样的情况？
If you have any questions afterwards, you can talk to me. Thank you for coming today. Let's close in prayer.
我们今天就到这里。如果有问题，大家事后可以再来讨论。先祷告。
Father, thank you that Jesus is the way to heaven.
主啊，谢谢您，耶稣就是那唯一的道路去天堂。
And for any sinner who will trust Jesus, Jesus promises him that he'll take him to the Father.
对任何的罪人，接受信靠耶稣基督的人，耶稣承诺他们。他可以成为那道路去父那里。
And Jesus also promises him that he'll be his good shepherd while he's on earth.
耶稣也承诺他会在那地上成为好的牧人。
That his sins will be forgiven and the Lord will give him a new life.
他承诺我们的生命，我们的罪会得赎，神会给我们一个新的生命。
we do know that we must trust or believe in the Lord Jesus to have that new life.
我们也知道，我们必须要信靠耶稣，成为我们的救主，来得着这样的重生。
We pray that someone today might say yes to the Lord Jesus, and that all the angels in heaven might rejoice.
主啊，我们也盼望今天有人也这么说，主啊，我愿意接受您。因此天上的天使天君都要欢呼。
Over one sinner that repents.
因为一个罪人的得救而欢呼。
Lord bless these people and take them home safely, we pray.
主啊，求您祝福我们在座的，平安的带领他们回家。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Okay.